This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Thousands of women marched through the capital of Belarus on Saturday, calling for the resignation of the country's authoritarian president, Alexander Lukashenko. University students also took to the streets of Minsk to demonstrate against the detention of classmates during the wave of protests that have gripped the country for 4 weeks. For the first time in the weeks of demonstrations, supporters of LGBTQ rights appeared with rainbow flags to join the women's march in Minsk, an indication that Lukashenko's opponents are becoming bolder. Although same-sex activity was legalized in Belarus in 1994, stigmatization of it is strong, and authorities have not allowed any LGBTQ organization legal registry. Thousands of Israelis gathered again outside Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's official residence in Jerusalem on Saturday to demand the Prime Minister's resignation as he is on trial for corruption charges. The government's mishaps in handling the coronavirus crisis after relative success in its early stages have fueled the demonstrations, which have been going on for more than 3 months. Netanyahu has vowed to remain in office despite being charged last year with bribery, fraud, and breach of trust in the 3 long-running corruption investigations. He has rejected the allegations as a witch hunt and has lashed out at the judiciary, law enforcement, and the media. India's coronavirus cases crossed 4 million Saturday, leading the world in new infections and deepening misery in the country, where surges have crippled the underfunded healthcare system. The country's delayed response to the virus forced the government to implement a harsh lockdown in March. This is VOA News. Facebook says it will not allow a Frenchman with a terminal illness to live stream his death on its platform after President Emmanuel Macron turned down his request for euthanasia. Reuters' Olivia Chan has more.
57-year-old Alain Coq has been suffering from a degenerative disease for 34 years. In a video posted on Friday night, shot from his medicalized bed at his home in eastern France, he said, "The road to deliverance begins." Coq had written to Macron asking to be given a sedative to allow him to die in peace. But the president wrote back to him explaining this was not allowed under French law. France's neighbors, Switzerland, Belgium, and the Netherlands have adopted laws that allow medically assisted dying in some cases. But France has resisted that step, in part under pressure from the Catholic Church. The Claeys-Leonetti law on the end of life adopted in 2016 authorizes deep sedation, but only for people whose prognosis is threatened in the short term.
That's Reuters' Olivia Chan. With the coronavirus spreading through colleges at alarming rates, U.S. universities are scrambling to find quarantine locations in dormitory buildings and off-campus properties. AP's Shelley Adler reports.
Sacred Heart University has converted a 34-room guest house at the former Connecticut headquarters of GE to quarantine students. The University of South Carolina ran out of space at a dormitory for quarantine students and began sending them to rooms it rented in hotel-like quarters at a training center for prosecutors. The Air Force Academy sent 400 cadets to hotels to free up space on its Colorado base for quarantines. Health officials, such as White House Coronavirus Task Force member Dr. Deborah Birx, has been urging colleges to keep students on campus to avoid them infecting members of their family and community. I'm Shelley Antler.
Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan on Saturday warned Greece to enter talks over disputed Eastern Mediterranean territorial claims or face the consequences. Speaking at a hospital's opening ceremony in Istanbul, Erdogan said they're either going to understand the language of politics and diplomacy or in the field with painful experiences. Ankara is currently facing off against Greece and Cyprus over oil and gas exploration rights in the eastern Mediterranean. All sides have deployed naval and air forces to assert their competing claims in the region. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.